It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're less than a week away from Election Day, which is next Tuesday. That's the day Pittsburghers will go to the polls to choose the city's new mayor. Last night at the WESA-WYEP Broadcast Center, three of the four Democratic candidates running in next week's primary, former State Auditor General Jack Wagner, City Councilman Bill Peduto, and State Representative Jake Wheatley, recorded a public radio mayoral forum in front of a live audience. With the help of listener submissions, 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin asked the candidates a variety of questions. On today's program, we're breaking down the candidates' responses and how they'll impact the decision of you, the voters. Again, next week, it's the primary, and certainly folks will be watching the Democratic primary because whoever comes out of that will have a decided advantage going into November. The city of Pittsburgh has not elected a Republican mayor since 1932. I'm joined now in Studio A by the editor of the Pittsburgh City Paper, Chris Potter. Chris, welcome back to the program.
Good to be here, Paul.
Also with us is political blogger Bram Richbaum. Bram, good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
Bram writes for the Pittsburgh Comet, and in the interest of full disclosure, we want to let our listeners know that Mr. Richbaum is a financial contributor to Bill Peduto's mayoral campaign. We've invited him to join us on the show because of his history as a veteran political blogger in the region. We welcome your participation today. If you attended last night's forum or heard the broadcast earlier this morning on 90.5 WESA, we'd like to know what you think of what the candidates had to say. Call us at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Our email address is esspgh@wesa.fm. And you can reach us on Twitter at esspgh and follow the conversation at #EPLive. What issues or issues would you like to hear the mayoral candidates talk about that you think they have not addressed so far? 412-246-2002, the number to call in case you missed the debate, you did not hear the broadcast at 9 or did not attend last night's event. We will be interspersing throughout our conversation this afternoon a number of comments from the candidates at the forum last night. Okay, gentlemen, let's start by getting your overall impressions. Chris Potter, we'll start with you. Sum up last night's forum.
I've seen a bunch of these now, too many of them.
And the candidates, there have been a lot.
Yeah, the candidates are actually at a point where I think they could answer the questions for each other. I would say last night's forum really did spell out essentially the key issues that have underlined this entire campaign. So questions about what do we do with managing the Bureau of Police, which has been scandal-plagued. Should the city come out of Act 47, the state's financial oversight? And if not, what does it need to do before it can get out of that? How do we handle some of the fact that although Pittsburgh as a whole is doing very well economically compared to the rest of the country, there are still obviously pockets of poverty where some of these opportunities have not been extended. How do we relate to the county government and to the municipalities around us? Do we consolidate governments? Do we share services? A lot of those issues came up last night, and they've been pretty consistent throughout the campaign.
Bram Richbaum, your overall impressions?
I think the candidates are probably getting better at answering all of their questions. I think they're even refining some of their answers. Once again, what I saw was Councilman Peduto providing more of a case of here are my ideas, here are the plans that I'm going to take. Both Jack Wagner and State Representative Wheatley, their arguments were more this is the kind of person that I am. I've had these experiences and this is the kind of mindset I would bring into the mayor's office. I thought that the material on what to do coming out of Act 47 was fantastic. It seems like they all approach that issue in different ways, or even the issue of whether or not we're ready to leave Act 47 anytime soon. Their answers for looking for a new police chief, I thought, were also, you know, what qualities they would look for and who they would look for was also a very clear contrast among some of the major candidates.
All right. Well, you mentioned Act 47. Let's go there. It is part of or one of what we like to refer to as the big four issues in this campaign: Act 47, oversight, police issues, cronyism in government, and education, not necessarily in that order. Mm-hmm. So we'll get a little bit later to what the candidates had to say about Act 47. Let's listen to what the candidates had to say about cronyism in government. There is a perception of cronyism in city government and related agencies. Let's start with what the candidate who has not drawn as much attention in this race, but who nevertheless was an integral part of our discussion last night, Jake Wheatley. Jake Wheatley, here's what he had to say.
We talked about making sure you will know where your senior staff and your mayor is at all time with GPS tracking systems so you can go online and find out what meetings we're taking on your behalf.
This to me was the soundbite of the night.
Yeah, I love this.
A GPS tracking system to follow the mayor so you know his whereabouts at all time. Chris Potter, what do you think of this? This could lead to some embarrassing scenarios potentially.
I just like the idea of like chasing down the mayor and just like, you know, like he was a rare species whose migratory patterns you were trying to follow. I mean, clearly, you know, I don't know that I necessarily need nor want to know when our next mayor is, you know, in the bathroom or whatever. I do think that all of these candidates are very mindful. This entire race is really under the shadow of Mayor Luke Ravenstahl. And the questions about where is that guy on any given day? Reporters very often don't know. Sometimes his own staff doesn't know or professes not to. So I think a lot of this is just coming out of a feeling and need to really have those guys out, to really know what these guys are doing, when, where, and why. And all the candidates, Jake's suggestion last night was the most extreme, but all the candidates have suggested some version of that. I mean, Bill Peduto has talked about televising meetings with all of the managers of the city department heads. Jack Wagner, as he said last night, as he said throughout the campaign, very much about, I'll be on the streets. You'll see me and my police chief out there on the streets, and really trying to sell this idea of himself as a hands-on manager. So, you know, I the idea of actually treating our politicians like they were on probation with like ankle bracelets seems sort of a sad state to
right,
be in, I
right.
guess.
Yeah, well, you were sitting next to me last night, and when that comment was made, we looked at each other and it's like we were thinking kind of the same thing. But Brad Richbaum, certainly transparency in government, in city government, is important to the people of Pittsburgh. But to what extent do they need to know at any given minute where the mayor is? Or do we need to see, for example, as Bill Peduto suggested, a televised coverage of meetings between a mayor and a member of the city staff? Isn't it more about just getting the job done effectively? And, you know, we don't need to see the sausage necessarily being made.
Well, for one thing, I think when things are transparent and interactive and you can see the sausage being made, that actually interests more people in city government. You watch it 2-3 times in a row, all of a sudden it's kind of a soap opera. You know the personalities, you know the conflicts, and you feel a certain kind of way about it. I just want to say that Wheatley's suggestion to GPS tag the mayor, I thought that was actually an appropriate rejoinder for one of the proposals that Peduto has kept putting forward. He wants to put GPS chips in all the city's snowplows and public safety vehicles for a host of reasons in order to better coordinate services, but also so people can trust that, you know, they are where they are and that they're doing their job. I think, you know, perhaps during working day hours, I'm not interested where the mayor goes at night, but, you know, perhaps that is only a fair feature. If you're going to put city employees on the spot, why not put the higher city officials on the spot?
Bill Peduto says there's infighting in city government. Here's what he had to say.
You know, there is a division in council, and there are those that enable it to continue and those that fight against it. I'm honored to have the support of people like Patrick Dowd and Natalia Rudiak and Bruce Krause. And we've been up against this, basically, the 21st century model political machine. It's a power system. It's not about what is the idea or what is the project, but who is behind it and whether that person bought enough tickets to the last fundraiser. It's not about the need of the street to get paved, but who lives on the street. It's an entire system that enables a continuance of power, and it has to go. It's the last vestige of the old political machine.
So here's Bill Peduto saying that the, you know, we have this old political machine and it needs to be taken apart, but he is speaking as someone who has a perspective from inside of city government. Let's listen to what Jack Wagner had to say in response on the topic of cronyism in government.
It's hard to fix the problem if you're part of the problem. And unfortunately, that's what exists in city government today. City government is a government that is dysfunctional. It has not worked in the past. Council has not provided the leadership to correct it, and we all know that.
So we have Bill Peduto saying we have this problem, we've identified it, I can fix it, and Jack Wagner saying not so fast. You're in city government. You're a city councilor. You're part of the problem. So, Bram, Bill Peduto is someone you favor. So can he fix the problems from the inside? Does Jack Wagner have a point here?
Well, that was probably Wagner's strongest moment in yesterday's debate. The problem with taking a look at something like cronyism or patronage in city government and looking just at the Bureau of Building Inspection and why haven't we appointed a leader for it is that, you know, the mayor is the mayor is the mayor. The mayor has a lot of clear power and authority under city government to get things done. City council has some vague power to supposedly appoint department heads. But at the end of the day, if the mayor isn't happy with a person working underneath him, it's never going to work out. I think Peduto is on the right track, saying that the problems exist deeper and that you need someone with more of a mindset and a track record of opposing it, even passionately at times. He gets beat up for opposing what he sees as, you know, patronage or corruption too badly, but it does take more of a comprehensive approach. I think, personally, it's more of an eternal challenge of the person who's in power resisting those temptations. It's not just a matter of sweeping away an old machine. If he becomes mayor, he would have to resist as the years go by. He would have to resist those same temptations. But at the same time, his record on council, especially in this latest era with Mayor Luke Ravenstahl, has sort of shown that he's, you know, very interested in that. He has pursued it to the extent a lone city council person can.
Chris Potter, there is certainly a perception of cronyism, of there being an old boy network that excludes minorities, that excludes women, that is based on patronage and favoritism. And true or not, the perception of it goes back. It certainly predates this version of the city council and our current mayor. Can someone from the inside fix that, change that? You know, Bill Peduto seems pretty intent on taking apart the old boy network, but Jack Wagner says, no, you're part of that old boy network.
This to me is sort of the unspoken tension in this whole campaign. When you look at Bill Peduto and Jack Wagner and how they differ, Bill Peduto says the whole system is corrupt, essentially. It's a machine. It's this vestige of the 20th century. We've got to turn that upside down. This is what he often says. And I was at a debate once where Jack Wagner got up after Peduto spoke and he said, I'm running for mayor because I don't think Pittsburgh needs to be turned upside down. And I think there's a difference between how these guys approach these problems. Jack Wagner has been concerned throughout this campaign with how do the people in power relate to each other. And Bill Peduto's concern is more like, do we need to change how power is operated? So Bill Peduto's like, we need to get rid of the machine. And Jack Wagner's more like, we need to change who's kind of working the levers. And I think those are both sort of viable and valid ways of approaching the problem. For Wagner, the irony is, back in 1993, when he last ran for mayor, he got shellacked by a guy named Tom Murphy, who was a state representative at the time. And on the night of the election, when it was clear that he was going to lose, Wagner's team said the problem was people just said city government isn't working, and Jack was a part of council, and Jack's a part of city government, and they just wrote him out for that reason. In a way, Jack Wagner is trying to run exactly that kind of campaign playbook? Exactly against Bill Peduto. So it's a sort of interesting dynamic taking place there. You know, I think, you know, to speak to Bram's point a little bit, you know, obviously Bill Peduto has been the leading guy on council contesting the mayor. And there are probably times in any struggle where people end up, they make enemies, they probably say and do things that they may not necessarily look back on with a tremendous amount of pride, arguments they may have wished to have carried out in another kind of way. And what Jack Wagner, I think, is trying to do is saying not just that there's cronyism, but that there's dysfunction. And it becomes a sort of a plague on both your houses. Yes, Luke Ravenstahl was the problem, but he had this difficult council to work with. And so I am sort of rising above it and coming in from outside and don't really have a foot in either camp.
But does he have a point when he says that? Because he hasn't been involved in city government for quite some time.
Yeah, I mean, there's two ways of looking at that. What Peduto will tell you is the problem is that Jack hasn't been in city government for 20 years. This is a different city now, and he would have a steep learning curve to pick all this stuff up. Does Peduto have the opposite problem? There are people on council who are adverse to him. There are clearly people in city government who are adverse to him. And he's talking about really a new broom sweeping clean. And that is sometimes the kind of thing that sounds great on a campaign trail, but when it actually gets time to implement, is often not quite so easy as you've led yourself and the voters to believe.
It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. I'm joined in Studio A by the editor of the Pittsburgh City Paper, Chris Potter, whom you just heard from, and political blogger for the Pittsburgh Comet, Bram Richbaum, as we recap last night's mayoral forum at our WESA studios. We're looking for reaction from you. If you were here last night, or if you had a chance to listen to the broadcast of the mayoral forum this morning on 90.5 WESA, what is your reaction? We'd like to hear what you think about the candidates for mayor of Pittsburgh and what they are saying about the issues. Call us at 412-246-2002. We'll continue with our discussion of the mayoral forum. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and I'm joined in Studio A by the editor of the Pittsburgh City Paper, Chris Potter, and political blogger Bram Richbaum, as we recap last night's mayoral forum at our WESA studios, featuring three of the four candidates for mayor of Pittsburgh: City Councilman Bill Peduto, former State Auditor General Jack Wagner, and State Representative Jake Wheatley. We'd like to hear what you think about what the candidates for mayor are saying about the issues. Call us at 412-246-2002, 412-246-2002. And gentlemen, we were hitting on some of what the candidates had to say on some of the big issues involved in the mayoral's race, We mentioned the issue of cronyism in city government, and an issue that is related to that is certainly the issue with regard to the Pittsburgh police. It's been a hot topic in light of the recent indictment of former police chief Nate Harper. The candidates were asked how they would address these concerns. Let's start with Jack Wagner's response on this one.
More importantly, I want a police bureau that reflects Pittsburgh, that reflects the diversity of Pittsburgh. In the last 10 years, there have been 400 police officers hired. Only 17 have been minorities. 17. The administration and city council have done virtually nothing to correct that problem.
I will throw the ball here first to you, Bram, on this one. Can Wagner fix the problems with the police in Pittsburgh?
Oh, he stands as good a chance maybe as anyone else. I know that one of the concerns that a lot of people have are, you know, where and how we're going to look for a new chief, because so much of the tenor of what goes on in the bureau stems from its leadership. And Wagner once again doubled down on, you know, preferring very strongly to want to promote somebody from within the police force. He said that it's, you know, very good for the morale and the spirit decor, that, you know, it's better for the department to have one of its own rise up. And Councilman Peduto, if anything, doubled down on, you know, the need to cast as wide a net as possible to look for a real rock star for the department, even to the point of saying, even into my first 3-4 months as mayor, I'm still going to be having a conversation with the community so that we can together pick the best chief.
Taking a very deliberate approach, and we're going to hear what Bill Peduto had to say. In fact, let's listen to Bill Peduto talking about a nationwide search for a new police chief.
I'll look nationally. If people within the bureau right now want to apply, they'll be welcome to apply. But the search is going to be very, very broad. We need to do a lot of healing within the police bureau, both within the bureau itself and throughout our community.
Interesting responses from both Wagner and Peduto on this. And they both, Chris Potter, seem to be making salient points here. Yeah. Certainly Bill Peduto saying, you know, we have to not necessarily look from within. We need to cast a wide net. And Wagner is also talking about an issue that has come up on the police force, which is the lack of diversity. And we've talked about it here on the program. Certainly something that was important to address.
Yeah. I mean, to me, this issue, one of the frustrations of covering this campaign is the more of these debates I go to, the less difference I start to see between the candidates. It gets harder and harder to say what separates them. This is an issue that really very clearly delineates to me. Jack Wagner is saying is like, look, we've got good people in this department, and those are the ones I want to reward, is those good people, because I think they know the city best. It's a kind of old school approach. You know, Pittsburghers know what's best for Pittsburghers. Whereas Bill Peduto is saying, look, let's cast the net as widely as we could. We should be able, our internal candidates should be able to compete against the best in the country and still come out ahead. And I think how you answer those questions, which of those, they both have, as you said, they're both salient arguments, but which argument you find persuasive, I think, says a lot about how you think Pittsburgh should work and sort of what the ideal vision for this city is. So to me, it's a real strong contrast. The irony is that to a large extent, and I'm coming at this as somebody who's been reporting for almost 20 years, and during that period, the police department has almost always been a problem. And so I'm not sure that there's anything that a mayor can do at this point to solve this issue of diversity in the ranks. The only time the Bureau of Police has been able to hire diversely is when it was under a federal consent decree. And I think I just have a concern that a lot of these problems, the one issue in this campaign that hasn't been discussed, there's been a lot of talk about Chief Harper and the police brass and what happened with these checks for stuff like that. There has not been much conversation about how do we discipline officers in cases where there are these really ugly interactions with people like Jordan Miles. And I think these are problems that haven't gotten a lot of conversation in the mayoral race and are just huge issues that I don't know that anybody can solve.
And speaking of which, I believe we have the comment from Jake Wheatley that addressed the elephant in the room last night. Let's hear that.
We need to get our own house in order as to how we economize our own operations. I don't want two city police officers handling checks. They should be on the streets of Pittsburgh.
And that, of course, was not Jake Wheatley, but Jack Wagner. What Jake Wheatley said is we cannot have the police beating up citizens, and that was referring to the Jordan Miles incident. That is certainly something that concerns citizens in this city, Bram. It concerns African Americans who feel that they're treated differently when they are arrested by the police.
Yeah. The solutions to those kind of problems, both diversity and issues of how the police certain neighborhoods, questions of police brutality, there's no easy answers to those problems. It takes bringing a lot of different things to the table, including sensitivity trainings, a lot of community meetings and support. Just simply a lot of proactive measures, which means that you need a chief that understands how much it takes and how high a priority it is, and a mayor that spends a lot of time personally following up and making sure that the police are getting, you know, trying some of the best models that have worked across the country. You have a chief and commanders that are making sure that, you know, if it's a matter of the police union or if it's a matter of some old timers not wanting to try things in different ways, you need to just keep patiently making sure that interest is there and insisting upon it. It's going to take, in my opinion, it would take, you know, an 8 to 10 year change in order to turn that around. But what I look for in a leader is someone who's been working on bringing those kind of community-based engagement conversations that have some teeth to the fore.
412-246-2002, if you'd like to get in on the conversation and weigh in with your thoughts about what the mayoral candidates are saying about the issues affecting the race for the next mayor of Pittsburgh. Election day is next Tuesday. Let's go to the phones. We have Edmund from Friendship, who is new to Pittsburgh.
Hi there.
Edmund, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hello?
Here we are. Hello, Edmund.
Oh, hey. Sorry, dropped the volume there. This is the first mayoral election I've been through in Pittsburgh. And if I'm reading the paper correctly, we're about to have the primary. Is the Republican Party so weak that the primary is essentially the de facto election?
I'm going to let Chris Potter handle that one.
The answer to your question, Edmund, is yes.
Mm-hmm. Agreed, Chris.
Yeah, there has not been, as Paul said at the outset of the broadcast, there has not been a Republican mayor since the 1930s. The last one was kicked out under a haze of corruption charges and things like that. And that was the rise of Davy Lawrence, essentially, and his crew. And it's basically been a Democratic town ever since.
So essentially, in answer to your question, Edmund, this is more or less going to determine who the next mayor of Pittsburgh is. That's not to discount or certainly to disrespect the Republican
Josh Wander,
who will be who is unopposed on the primary ticket on the Republican side. So Josh Wander will take on one of the four Democratic candidates in November. And the chances are, Bram, if you were a betting man, what would you say the chances are that that someone other than the three people who were in our studios last night will be the next mayor of Pittsburgh?
I'm just going to go ahead and say zero. Pittsburgh is the kind of town, it has the kind of working class roots and mentality that even our Republicans are Democrats. I suppose there's a chance after the election that it could be that Luke Ravenstahl's new PAC, which is, you know, funded partially or it was a Republican, a couple of Republican companies
right.
have been involved in it. They might decide to run spots promoting the Republican candidate. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's going to be.
That's a very interesting point. Mm-hmm.
I don't think that PAC is going to go away. Whoever becomes mayor eventually, they have the power to run issue ads, which could say something like call Mayor Peduto or call Mayor Wagner and tell them to vote this way on so and so. I think we're going to be faced with this abomination for a long time.
By the way, Bram, who are the Republicans posing as Democrats?
Oh God, here we go.
Well,
honest, what do you really have to lose? Go ahead.
Well, I read something in a statewide blog called Politics PA the other day that said that Jack Wagner was the clear favorite of Republican interests in the race. In order to support that claim, they mentioned some contributions he received from statewide Republican figures, from energy interests or fracking interests, and from a certain pro-life PAC. Now, Mr. Wagner has a long history in the Democratic Party. I think that he is a Democrat, but he also has been tagged for quite a long time as being a conservative Democrat.
If he were in Congress, he'd be a blue dog Democrat?
I think he'd be borderline blue dog. I don't know quite to the extent maybe Jason Altmaier was, but I think he'd be playing that side of the fence.
Wagner would
well.
Be a lot stronger on labor issues, for one thing.
Yes,
than Altmaier ever was.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, joined in Studio A by the editor of the Pittsburgh City Paper, Chris Potter, and political blogger for the Pittsburgh Comet, Bram Richbaum. As we recap last night's mayoral forum at our WESA studios, we'd like to hear what you think at 412-246-2002. And one last issue I wanted to cover that the candidates spoke on, that was the issue of Act 47. Pittsburgh has been under state fiscal oversight for more than 9 years under Act 47. 6 months ago, the city petitioned for removal from oversight. The Secretary of Community and Economic Development has yet to decide, but it is expected that the request will be approved. Jack Wagner and Bill Peduto had contrasting views on this issue. This might have been one of the more starkly drawn contrasts of the evening. Let's listen to what they had to say, starting with Jack Wagner.
We need to get our own house in order as to how we economize our own operations. I don't want two city police officers handling checks. They should be on the streets of Pittsburgh.
And that was Wagner saying that it's time for Pittsburgh to leave Act 47. Meanwhile, Bill Peduto says leaving Act 47 now would be premature.
We're not ready to leave Act 47. We're like the patient on the operating room table that's saying, honest, doc, I feel great. I'm ready to go home. We have benchmarks in our five-year plan that we haven't even started on. In fact, we've only hit 27% of them. And 27% is not an A in my book.
Okay, so who's right here?
Well, I hate to correct the host here, but both Mr. Wagner and Mr. Peduto would prefer us not to leave Act 47. I realize there's some – how he phrased it last night, not so felicitous, but we had him in the office for an hour, and I've heard him talk many times about this.
Fair enough.
They both are kind of in this position of there are these recommendations that haven't been carried out. We need to do these sort of technocratic things. Bill mentioned the 27% and so on and so forth. I think that's really a question that comes down to who do you believe is best equipped to do that job based on their resume. And, you know, they can both make arguments about that. You know, Peduto obviously believes very strongly in technological solutions, whereas Wagner's going to point to his experience as an auditor general, you know, ferreting out waste in state government.
When they listed examples of what they would want to do in order to get us into shape to leave Act 47, Wagner cited that the police shouldn't be handling checks, that, you know, apparently theft is the reason that the city has been broke for a while, which is a scary concept. And he also mentioned that, you know, consolidating the tax bills, property tax bills that go out. To my way of thinking, that is smaller potatoes than the examples that Councilman Peduto leapt to, which was a facilities management plan and get, you know, consolidated, or, you know, what we're going to do to update them, a fleet management plan, and finally getting that transparent financial software in.
I just say again, in fairness to Wagner, it didn't come up last night, but I know both of those candidates have said they believe that, you know, I think the tens of thousands of properties that the city owns through the URA, the Urban Redevelopment Authority, both of those candidates believe in, like, we need to move some of these off of our books, sell them, get them back on the tax rolls, and boost our revenue that way. So both of them are in favor of that. I just thought I'd point that out.
Good. Fair point. Enough. 412-246-2002. Let's go to Roberta in Highland Park. Roberta, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Oh, thank you. Hello.
Hi.
I'm a Highland Park resident, and I'm an undecided voter. It really is kind of funny. I keep going back and forth between Bill Peduto and Jack Wagner. But one observation I made kind of early in the campaign was that the Bill Peduto campaign went negative first by accusing Jack Wagner of standing with Governor Corbett on the welfare cuts and so on and so forth. And I really didn't think it was a fair attack, because I admire Wagner for having been a good auditor general and a good executive. And I guess that's part of my indecision, that you know, I think they would both be better than what we have now.
here.
And I'll just hang up and listen to any comments you might have to that. Thank you.
What about what Roberta is saying, and who went negative first?
Well, whenever candidates are down relative to their opponents, they are more likely to go negative. So relatively early in the race, Bill Peduto went negative first by talking about some votes which Jack Wagner made. You can make an argument that they're not reflective of his positions over the course of his career in the Senate, but they were votes that he made. So Bill Peduto was the first one to go negative. You look at a couple weeks later. By last week, Jack Wagner was going negative, echoing some of the concerns that Ravenstahl was advertising about, some votes that Mr. Peduto took in Homewood or the Hill District. You could make an argument that those were taken out of context. And it seems like perhaps since then all of the candidates have agreed, listen, we're going to go negative sometimes. It's a political campaign. Let's not panic over the inevitability of the little things. I think for the most part, this has been an above board campaign.
If you want to look at a negative campaign, you might go back to '93 when Tom Murphy ran against Jack Wagner. That was stuff like Murphy was calling out Wagner for stuff that his brothers had done and things like that. That was an ugly campaign. I can tell you that there were a lot of people before those first negative ads aired, and your caller is quite right that that Bill Peduto was the first one to air those. There were a lot of people who thought Bill needs to do this like now, and in fact, I think some people were like, he should have started earlier. So I don't know if that helps you make your decision any, but he was sort of resisting that. And there was a concern that Wagner was, just by virtue of being this kind of avuncular figure, a popular guy, you know, certainly unobjectionable record as an auditor general, that he was just kind of coast in, and that Peduto had to define him before he could define himself thoroughly. I mean, these are the choices campaigns make. I do think it's sort of interesting the way this campaign has played out. The negative ads haven't surprised me so much, but some of the stuff we've seen, as Bram mentioned before, about, you know, independent PACs now running these outside attack ads. We've just never seen anything like that at the local level, in part because we haven't had a competitive election since 2001 in this city, and so much has changed about how we do politics across the country.
That's Pittsburgh City Paper editor Chris Potter, and we're also joined by political blogger from the Pittsburgh Comet, Bram Richbaum, as we recap last night's mayoral forum at our WESA studios. Meanwhile, here's what people who attended last night's mayoral forum had to say on their way out.
Some of the comments were very interesting. That question about dealing with the suburban communities and the issue of the combined sewer overflows is something that certainly the city is going to have to work with
Unfortunately, because I live in the suburbs, I'm not able to vote on this election. But as a suburban resident, we are very much impacted by what the city does. So I think from a positive point of view, it's great to see three good candidates because they are really conscientious people. And so the decision is there. But there's a difference in terms of specificity. And Bill Peduto has so much specific things in mind going for him that he's impressive from that perspective.
I was interested in the mass transit issues or the transit issues, the BRT. If they've asked that before, I hadn't heard it and hadn't internalized it. And that he wants a bus BRT, bus rapid transit. And I have to learn more about what that is.
Peduto's answers tended to focus on developing entrepreneurship and opening up opportunities for people to do things in the city in sort of a bottom-up initiative. Jack Wagner's answers tended to talk about experience and the ability to work with all levels of government and to work well with others. And so, you know, it's an interesting basis of comparison, and I think it really depends on the voter as to what they think the fundamental problems are. If one believes that it's going to require much more hands-on assistance from government to deal with some of the economic problems and social problems that we have, persistent social problems, you know, just on the basis of the philosophy, that might favor Jack Wagner. On the other hand, if a person believes that there's a need to stimulate more ideas and to break up sort of the old boys network in Pittsburgh, that would tend to favor Peduto, and I think it's good to be able to have that kind of contrast. I came for the specifically to get an answer to the question on whether or not they would favor a change in the allocation of community development block grant money, and they did answer the question in various ways, and so I was glad to get a chance to hear those answers, but that's not the only issue really that I'm concerned about, and I was glad to hear their positions on a broad range of things.
The reactions of some of those in attendance at last night's mayoral forum at the 90.5 WESA studios. We received this email from A.N. Glickman, who said, "What a wonderful forum. Thank you very much. This forum, although the issues were deeper than many others, showed the candidates speaking similarly. Peduto, Wagner, and Wheatley respectively speak of the future, the past, and what ought to be." And again, that's from Audrey in Greenfield, who says she is a Peduto supporter. On Twitter, David Julian asks, "Can the election be considered to be old versus new Pittsburgh? Has it turned out to be Bill Peduto versus the status quo?" Quickly, gentlemen, what are your thoughts? Bram?
I think that that's the framework that Councilman Peduto would like the election to turn on, and I happen to agree. But I think that in last night's debate, all of the candidates sort of presented their own strengths, put their own best foot forward in a way.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. One of the things I've written about in the paper is if elections were just contests of ideas, then in a way, Bill Peduto has already kind of won because all of the candidates sort of speak to these very similar kinds of issues. You heard that last night. You know, there is a commitment to sort of a progressive approach to combined sewer overflows and some of those issues. So in that sense, I think probably most people were reassured. They feel like whoever wins this thing is going to be better than the guy in there now. And in that sense, everybody won.
So quickly, gentlemen, in the last 30 seconds or so that we have, was there a clear winner last night?
I don't think you can say so. I think part of one of the issues with all of these debates has been the formats has typically allowed the candidates to sort of present their own viewpoints, but without a lot of crosstalk and sort of knife work that we kind of associate with a presidential debate.
Bram?
I would have liked to see, Wagner speaks a lot about his leadership qualities and his experience. I would have liked to have heard more during this campaign. I'd like to hear more details and anecdotes about, so how does that play out? You know, show me your leadership. At the same time, Mr. Peduto talks a lot about his ideas. At last night's forum in particular, he didn't get a chance to wax philosophical about his leadership style, and I would like to hear more about that.
Well, we are out of time, but I want to thank you both for joining us, City Paper editor Chris Potter and political blogger Bram Richbaum. Thank you both for being with us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Great to
Coming up, the city's place in the world of cycling and remembering Frank Lenz. Essential Pittsburgh continues on 90.5 WESA.